Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello, hi, is this Rachel I'm speaking with?
Who's calling?
Hey, Rachel, this is Joe Wilson. I'm the HOD for Orbit Design Agency. You have a website with us? And I suppose that you got your initial approved as well?
Oh, no. I'm sorry, where are you calling from again?
I'm calling from Orbit.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I didn't see anything coming in through in terms of like an approval or anything. Last I communicated with Peter about a logo, but that's all I saw.
You haven't saw the initial mock of the website?
No, I haven't.
You haven't seen the initial mock?
I saw when they gave a few, like last week someone gave a few like designs of how
yes,
it should look,
designs,
and I said, yeah,
mocks,
with like
yes,
some dummy information, and I told them which
yes,
one I liked and specifications, things like that. I haven't seen it since.
Uh-huh, okay, and you did approve one of it, right?
I just told them what I liked about one and what I liked about the other. I haven't approved any final products or anything.
Okay, so it's under revision that it'll be, like, you might have gone with one with the colors of different one, correct?
Right, exactly, yeah.
With a little aqua color theme and something like that?
Yeah, the blue was too aqua. I wanted it a little more, you know, like a royal blue more, like a navy. I forgot who I spoke to. I don't know if it was Peter or somebody else.
Oh, yeah, that might be Peter.
Yeah.
And I do have I do have some questions relating to the brief form that you have filled in, if you do have time, because
okay,
I just wanted to discuss it, because we are working on
sure,
Saturday as well. So if we can go ahead and make sure that we deliver the website to you on the priority basis.
Okay.
You do have time, right? I'm not disturbing you.
Yeah,
time,
actually, I do. No, I'm actually just waiting for someone there late, so this is perfect.
Okay. All right. Rachel Resendus, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I do have some, I just needed some confirmation that the previous website that you have, who created that? Yourself?
Yeah, it was a long time ago. It wasn't me. It was a family member, I think. I don't know. And I guess they had it on something called DreamHost. So I talked to somebody about seeing if we could, you know, get that domain released and put it on, I guess, get it off DreamHost and put it on whatever server you guys have.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I just wanted to have a little question that I just wanted to go for. You said blue and gray and silver, and you provided some three competitors that you have.
Yes.
Pacheco General Carpentry is one of your competitors.
Mm-hmm.
Are you in front of your computer screen so I can show you something?
I'm not, no. I don't have my computer with me. Yeah.
Oh, that's
but,
completely
you can describe it.
Okay.
All right,
well, absolutely. There was a question 8, SSL integration requirement, and you haven't said anything about it, yes or no about it. So do you know what an SSL is?
No, because I don't know what that is.
Well, I was like, yeah, we have to ask her, like, if she wants it or no. Because
I don't even know what it is, so I don't know if I want
SSL,
it. What is it?
If you open your website, it will show not secure over there. All right? It means that SSL is not there, and Google is not showing your website anywhere on the internet. All right?
Oh, we want that.
Yeah, because it is an affiliation with Google. As we're affiliated with Google, we do provide the SSL. All right? So that is, yes, that is a certificate that is provided as well with an SSL. It's called a firewall, all right? SSL is something that is required for Google. If you don't have an SSL over the website and the website goes live without an SSL, the website is taken down 3 days after because Google will not allow any of the website that is not secure for his clients. All right, because Google will show only the website that are secure, so people are putting good reviews for Google itself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right,
well,
so
then who would want to not have that?
Absolutely. Well, we do recommend that. All right, that is what we get through Google. All right, we let everybody know, like, hey, that is an add-on. All right, because we do have to go ahead and pay Google for a yearly or a monthly base. All right, so that is what I just wanted to have a little confusion on. So you didn't put a yes or no. So I was like, okay, well, let me just go ahead and ask because the website will be under development within by Monday. All right, and
okay.
We do need to go ahead and secure that for you as well. So Google knows that this is a website that is being created and will go live as soon as possible. It's completed.
Okay.
Yep.
What's the cost for that?
Well, it goes by a monthly or yearly thing. All right, monthly will.
Mm-hmm.
Is a kind of a thing. I would say that it costs around like $168 or $150 or $148 a month. All right, but we don't provide that. Yeah, so that is the reason that we don't. That is the reason that we are affiliated with Google. All right, and if you cost it by $140, all right, that is the least. All right, it will come up as something like a free by year $1,680, but that is rubbish totally. All right, no one would go ahead and pay for a. yearly for $1,680, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, absolutely. So we do provide it, all right, on and not like we provide it on 60% off, all right, to all of our clients, all right. We provide them on $5 or $4.99 only for a full whole year.
$500.
Yes, for the full whole year.
Mm-hmm.
No monthly or no recurring any kind of charges.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I can surely go ahead and make it for like 5 years for you straight. So it's not coming up again and again for you. Not, you know, recurring fee. I hate it myself. So I'm assuming that you hate it yourself as well.
I just wish a lot of these costs were discussed up front, you know, when I was talking, whoever was selling me this, you know,
because
I don't know anything about this, you know, and what is needed. So I basically said,
well,
if I want a website to go online and for people to see me, how much is it going to be? And then they quote me one price, and then it's this add-on. You
no,
know?
It's not going to be
kind
of
add-on. Am I going to expect any more add-ons?
Well, absolutely. Well,
after this one?
The thing is that if the more honey you put in, the sweeter it gets. All right? Well, your website, the previous website doesn't have the SSL. That is the reason I called, and I was like, okay, well, she might not be knowing what an SSL is because it's saying
secure
over there. And Google is very strict with its rules and regulations, all right? Our website was down in 2018, all right? And we were like crazy. We were going crazy like, hey, what's up? Because we do marketing on our business, all right? And we lost $5,000 right there and then within some minutes because we do marketing on that, all right? And then we had a word with Google, and now we provide SSLs with affiliation with Google as well. So it's going to be coming up at like $4.99, all right? I can shortly go ahead and get it for you for 5 complete years, so it's not coming up to you again and again.
So do I have to pay all those 5 years up front?
What was that? No, it's going to be five years for $4.99 only for 5 years.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought it was annual.
5 years. Well, I am saying that it goes annual, but you're our client, all right, and we want to go ahead and make sure that you're not going through any hassle. Then we go ahead and let you know, like, hey, it's going to come in like 5 years for $4.99 only.
Okay. Yeah, we'll lead with that. Because $100 a month is very different than thousands or $500. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Course.
I guess that's fine. It's just, I don't know what the, you know, why would somebody not want to have that? Like, what's the point of having a website if you can't be found on
some
Google?
Some people think, well, some of the clients, they think that they know better. All right, and the experts don't. All right, and they're like, okay, well, no, I do not want that. It's too costly and stuff like that. But they don't know. It's going to hit them in a longer run, and it will not work out for them in a longer run because Google will not go ahead and show this website to anyone because Google will think the systems that Google have, they will think that this website is not secure, and it will not show it to anyone. Yeah.
Interesting.
And then the clients come back. They're like, okay, well, we're not getting any kind of leads or anything like that. And then I tell them, okay, I told you already.
You can't be found.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, that's I think I did look into that, and it basically was saying that it's not secure. So the way I was thinking of it is, like, it's just not encrypted data. And, I mean, I really don't need that. I don't need any kind of encryption or anything, right? You know, it's not like it's, like, medical information or anything. It's just, you know, regular information.
Mm-hmm. Well, the SSL is a requirement nowadays, all right? It's not optional, all right? Because it will not, because Google will not allow not even one website to go over it. It will take it down within 3 days of time, and it will keep on saying, like, not secure on a red note, all right? And it will not let people go onto that website as well because, you know, Google is strict, all right? The algorithm that Google play with, all right, that is kind of a strict thing. Yes, of course. So just to go ahead and save my clients from any kind of hassle, we go ahead and let them know up front, like, hey, this is a thing that is required. So.
Okay. Yeah, I just again, it just wasn't broken down into the price point when I was talking with, I forget who it was. I forget his name.
Well,
I don't know. Was it you? What's your name again?
This is Joe Wolfson. I'm the HOD over here.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I take care of all of my clients and all of the project managers work under me, like Peter. He's working under me.
Yeah, Peter. It wasn't Peter I spoke to initially. Con?
It might be a salesperson.
Yeah. So anyway,
we do get an idea. Yeah, well, we
do
get a lot of ideas once the client fills in the forms and send it back to us. Then we get to know, like, hey, all right, they don't know this, so we have to get them that, because providing the service is just one thing, but providing with the information is something else. All right, we go ahead and provide the service, but with the information as well. So our clients are all known, like, what is thing, what is this, and what is that, so they know it already.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, that's
all
fine
right.
then. So that will make it like a that'll make it like a real website. And what do you bill me that, or you have my information already? And
if you want, I can just go ahead with the billing and confirm you with the last 4 digits of the card, so we can just go ahead and go through with that. Will that be okay?
Well, I mean, can you send me like an invoice or something? Because I don't know. Do you have? You must
all the billing.
Have my information, right?
Well, let me check. Can you give me like 2 minutes of your time so I can check with the billing and let you know?
Okay.
All right. Just give me a quick 2 minutes, please.
Yep.
Hey, ma'am, you there?
Yes.
Hey, I apologize for putting you on a brief hold. The last 4 digits of the card is 8640.
Yes.
All right, okay. Well, I'll just go ahead, with your permission, I'll just go ahead and proceed on with that. And I do have some questions regarding the website. Like you said that you wanted aqua colors on the website.
No, I don't want it.
Okay,
something
like royal blue.
Like a royal blue. I don't know if you see the logo there for the R&R residency.
I can see it.
Yeah, more that kind of blue. And then I actually, I think it was Peter I spoke to. So this is kind of like, it's like a business within a business. So the main page is.
I can see from the previous website how long you have been doing this.
yeah. It's
have
a
you
mess.
Seen a have you seen a resume?
Have I seen a resume?
Like a resume, you might have seen a resume. Like what is a resume, right? When we saw your website, a CV, all right. When I saw this website, all right, I was talking to Peter. I was like, okay, because I do head all of the project, all right. So I was like, Peter, my man, what is this website? He was like, okay, well, this is the previous website for the client. I was like, okay, and beneath that. It says, proudly powered by WordPress. I was like, okay, well, this is a WordPress website? What is it? Because this is, this was looking like a CV to me. I was like, okay, well, because I haven't seen any of the website like that before. So I was pretty shocked. I was like, okay, well, it might be really, really old.
Yeah, it's very old. It's very old. Yeah, this was bought like before people were even doing like what you do. You know what I mean? Like this is that DreamHost thing and domains. It was like right when like computers came out that we had a family member that purchased a bunch of this. They have like 100 domains and they have this hosting thing. And so they gave us one of the domains and they host it for us. So yeah, it's probably, it's ancient. Yes.
Okay. All right.
it's taken a long time to do anything with it. And actually, we had it up nice, but then somebody tore it apart and wanted to change it and didn't know how to do it. And they had the administrator on it.
The image is not being shown as well on the quality and
content. It's garbage. Yeah. It's garbage. So
we'll
that's
make it
why,
unique, and we're going to go ahead and make everybody know, like, hey, Rachel Rosen does have a really cool website now.
Yeah, that's what we need. That's what we need. So that's cool. But my point was that, so you guys are making a logo for, you know, a leg of the business. But then the main business is obviously Resendiz & Son. And we do have, since that website, we do have a logo of our own for that, which is kind of blue and silver and whatnot. It has a little house on it. I meant to send the JPEG or the icon to someone so you guys could incorporate it into the final design on the main page. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's pretty fine. All right. Well, I just had the confirmation from the billing. With the tax, it will be coming up at like 5:40, all right?
Fine. Okay.
All right. Okay. Well, let me just go ahead and I just gave them the procedure.
Okay.
All right. Okay. And I do have some question on question number 12. I'm not sure you're able to see it or not. On 11, you said about us, services, and request code for services, employment application, rental listing, and page rental application. You want all of those pages on the website, correct?
Well, how many pages did I buy? I thought I have like 10 pages or something, right?
Oh, was that? I'm sorry.
So how many pages do I have?
Asper, let me just go ahead and check it out. Just give me a quick minute. All right. By the way, how was your day going on?
It's going very well, thank you. The weather's nice. That helps.
Well, over here, it's 61 degrees Fahrenheit. I was like...
Well, that's cold, so I don't know. But where are you?
California, of course.
Oh, California. Oh, that's cold for you guys. Yeah, no, that's nice weather for us in New England. Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, just give me a minute. I'm checking on the information.
Uh-huh.
How long have you been doing this business for?
Oh, the main business has been for about at least 30 years. My husband and family, they've been doing construction for a long time. And then, you know, they just recently, within the past few years, you know, broken into property management.
Oh, okay. All righty, okay. Just give me a minute. I'm checking on the information. I got it. I think it's in lead.
Okay, one second.
Oh, you're driving?
I'm just getting in the car now, so hang on. I might lose you to the Bluetooth. Give me a second.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you pretty fine. All right, so you do have 10 pages. All right, but the 10 pages,
okay.
I'm going to explain to you how are they going to go ahead and fill in, okay? We good?
Okay.
All right, so you do have about us. All right, one page, services, request code for services, and then employment application, that's 4. Rental listing page, that's 5. Rental application page, that is 6. Terms and policies will be coming in, 7 and 8. All right, refund policy, 9. And then if you want any of the page to be added, it can be added over there as well.
Okay, so what was the 9th page? What was that?
Refund and policy terms and terms of service and stuff.
Terms of services, okay. All right, that's fine.
Policy, FAQs, et cetera.
And then 10's like a miscellaneous.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you do have the content for the website besides the one that you have on the website, correct?
I have the what?
The content for the website.
Content. Yeah, I asked. Peter said I didn't have to get content to him yet, so I don't know. Do you want me to get that to you, or?
Yeah, of course, because the website will go into development from Monday onwards once it's verified by you, reviewed by you, of course. All right, so we will be, once the website has been reviewed and sent out to development, after that, we'll just go ahead and, you know, get the content up and running over there. All right, but the content needs to be SEO and Google accepted as well. So do you have that content or no?
It has, no, say the last part. It has to be what?
Google accepted and SEO friendly, like search engine submission friendly.
I guess, what do I have to do for that? Do I have to get permission?
Well, no, you have to go ahead and provide me with good quality content that has keywords into it.
Okay, all right, yeah, I'll write something up. I'll do that this weekend then. So like has like good search engine stuff, like, I know what you mean. So that it's findable, right?
So it is, yeah, it is searchable. People can go ahead and easily search you with the keywords, and the keyword needs to be listed over that. All right, so are you, will you be able to do that yourself?
Because why, the people that do that for you?
Of course, well, we do have a team who can go ahead and do that for you. So you do not have to go by all of the pages for the homepage about services, terms of services, terms and conditions, stuff like that to go through. Will you be able to write it all?
I think so. I mean, I don't, yeah. I don't know if I could write it and somebody can review it and then just, you know, I don't know. I know the content best.
Start from scratch.
I'm sorry, repeat it. You broke up a bit.
Well, I was saying that otherwise, or we can go ahead and do it from scratch. So you don't have to go ahead and do it again and again and save time
as well. All right, what is the cost for that?
Well, it usually goes by like two kind of options for the content, all right? Like we go by one option that is just a basic review of the website and the services, and then my team goes ahead and write the content for you, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And the second option is that we go ahead and do a brief analysis on the keywords, all right? And then we go ahead and do a research on those keywords, and we go ahead and do the research on your competitors that you have provided, and then we go ahead and fix you at a point where your competitors are losing their visitors and their customers, so you gain and have an advantage on your competitors. Well, the option one, we usually go by $8.99, all right, and the option two is kind of expensive. That goes for like $12.99 for the whole website to be completed and SEO friendly as well.
Well,
with the SSL that I've quoted you for around like $540, all right, and if you go for the option two or either the option one is completely your choice, we can provide you with a discount for that as well. So both of the things you're getting in on discounted price. What do you think?
Well, what's the price?
Well, if you go by $4.99 plus $12.99, it comes up at like $17.98. I'm not going to go ahead and let you go on $17.98. I'll provide you with, can I have your zip code? Can I get your zip code?
Yep, 02790.
02790. You might be asking, why did I ask? Because we do provide discounts based on zip codes and the regions.
Okay.
All right. Well, let me just check on that. Just give me a quick minute. All right, okay, you there?
Yes.
All right, well, the total was coming up at like $17.98, all right? But with applying the coupon for your zip code, I think that is for Bristol County, Massachusetts, 02790. It's coming up as like $1,500 flat. Well, the discount, I will not be applying on that for you as well. So it's flat down.
Mm-hmm.
The SEO and the whole content for the website. That is SEO and
mm-hmm.
Google accepted as well. you're not facing any kind of issues while the website is live or anything like that, and then you come back like, hey, well, I'm not getting any kind of leads or things like that, so the website is all, you know, not working out for me.
Yeah, that's okay. I can do the content myself. I've already spent too much on this than I wanted to. So I'll just make sure I'm findable. I can write the content. I'll do my best to do the search engine optimization.
Tell me about your affordability. What is it? So I can go ahead and see if I can go ahead. Tell me about your affordability so I can see what I can do.
I'm already over it. So that's why I said
I
have to pass.
There might be a number. Like, yeah, I can do 700 or 800 or 900. So I can just go ahead and see what I can do.
No, I can't. I really can't. I can't, believe me.
Okay.
I've already extended myself on this with between everything.
not a problem. You can just go ahead and write it yourself and let me know what you think. All right, and I'll just try to see what I can do best for you, okay? And I will review it together and see what we can do.
Okay, that sounds good.
Sounds good.
Are they going to, can somebody just send me an email with what's the title of the pages again, or if you can just do that, what each page is, and then I'll just write up.
Well, it will be sent out to you by Monday, of course. Peter will be sending out to you all of the information with the revision and the revised thing that you said with the blue thing.
Mm-hmm.
Send out to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Monday I can start working on the content?
Of course you can.
Or you need it before then? When do you put it in there?
Well, on Monday, with the colors and everything changes and the inner pages be reflected upon you. So we'll go through. So Peter will go through with the pages for you, and you can just go ahead and let him know whatever it is, and I'll get it revised for you as well.
Okay, so Monday's going to send it. So it's going to be pages with, the colors, make sure everything's okay, maybe some dummy information.
Yes.
And I'll see what content you need. I send you the content, you plug all that in, and then it's all set, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, sounds like a plan. Thank you so much.
Right.
What was your name again? How do you spell your name? I didn't...
Joe, J-O-E. It's Joseph.
Oh, Joe.
Yeah, I go with Joe.
Yeah, you go with Joe. All right, Joe, thank you so much. Have a good weekend.
No worries about it. All right. Well, do take care of yourself.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.